Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 10. The Promise, the Prophecy, the Remnant, and the Recovery. Related Verses. Jeremiah 23, verses 3 and 4. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their pasture. And they will be fruitful and multiply. And I will raise up shepherds over them, who will shepherd them. And they will no longer fear or be dismayed, nor will any be missing, declares Jehovah. Matthew 16:18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Ephesians 1:22-23. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians 5:25-27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water and the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies these things says, "Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Suggested reading. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied concerning Jehovah's promises to restore Israel. Jehovah said that he would gather the remnant of his flock out of all the lands where he had driven them and would bring them back to their pasture. He also said that they would be fruitful and would multiply. Therefore, indeed, days are coming, declares Jehovah, when they will no longer say, "As Jehovah lives, who brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt," but "As Jehovah lives, who brought up and led back the seed of the house of Israel out of the land of the north and out of all the lands where I had driven them, that they might dwell in their own land." These are promises concerning the restoration of Israel. Although the Lord has accomplished much with regard to Israel to prepare her for his return, he must also prepare the church as his bride. I believe that it will be impossible for the Lord to prepare his bride in today's Christianity as a religious system with all its traditions, rituals, and forms. I also doubt that those entrapped in Christianity will be able to do much to prepare the bride that will bring our Lord back. The Lord's first coming depended on the return of God's people from their captivity in Babylon to the Holy Land. According to Micah 5:2, Christ was to be born in Bethlehem, which was near Jerusalem. Therefore, in order for this prophecy to be fulfilled, God's people had to be in the Holy Land to enable Christ to come the first time. Without God's people in the Holy Land, Christ would have had no way to come to the earth through incarnation. After 70 years of captivity in Babylon, God commanded his people to return to the Holy Land. The majority of the people remained in Assyria, Egypt, and Babylon, but a remnant of the people returned to the Holy Land. The Lord Jesus was born of this remnant of returned captives. Without the return of this remnant to the Holy Land, it would have been impossible for the Lord to come the first time. Likewise, Christ's second coming depends on the return of a remnant of his New Testament believers from their captivity in the religious Babylon, degraded Christianity, to the proper ground of oneness for the recovery of the building of the church, God's spiritual house. We should ask ourselves where we are. Are we still in captivity in Babylon? Or are we among those who have returned to Jerusalem, the unique ground of oneness? The independent groups and the scattered seeking ones are like Jews who left Babylon but did not come all the way back to Jerusalem. Today, the majority of Christians remain in captivity. Only a small remnant have returned to the proper ground for God's building. Some Christians hold the concept that the entire church will be prepared for the Lord's second coming. They may pray that the Lord would revive the entire church throughout the earth. However, such a worldwide revival will not happen. This is because the Lord's way is not to revive the entire church, but to call a remnant of his people as the overcomers who will be willing to pay the price to follow him for the fulfillment of his purpose, and to be built up as a part of his body and be made ready as his bride for his coming.